Taharif that they are still considered in the Jama, but they never separated from the Ummah. But isn't it true that some of the, like the ultra conservatives amongst this Madhaib, they did not used to pray behind each other's imams, they couldn't go to each other's masajid and things like this. So how are they to be concerned?
When we talk about the idea, it's different about the practice of certain individuals. I'm talking about the idea itself. Yani, not all of them said that. This is only if certain few individuals reach in this extremism that they don't pray behind this person's, and not because of this, not because they are his Hanafi and his Shafi'i. No. He didn't pray behind him because he believes, and this is exists. This is out of the subject. By the way, this is the last question in the middle of the lecture. Like you read in the book, for example, in some of the book of the Hanafis, Madhab, they said Hanafi not allowed to give his daughter to Shafi'i. And that's a very common. Why? Because Shafi'i, or to pray behind Shafi'i. Why? Not because he's Hanafi Shafi'i. No, no. They said because Shafi'i, they said, "Ana mu'min insha'Allah. I'm a believer insha'Allah." Hanafi considered this that he has a doubt about his belief. If he has a doubt, he's a mushrik. So we're not giving your daughter to a mushrik. Therefore, one of them said, "Don't you can marry a Christian or a Jewish, but you cannot marry Shafi'i." And this exists in the history, that extremism. See, not because this bid'ah, that the extremism related to the madhahib. No, it because another separate issues. You got it now? طيب. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Jewish, they had been separated to 71 group or 72 groups. And Christians are similar to them. This one of the origin of the hadith. And the Prophet ﷺ said, "And my ummah," and I want you to listen carefully to this word, "my ummah will be separated to 73 group. All of these groups in hell except one." See the dangers of the sect? All of these groups are going to hell except one is going to survive. They are the jama'ah. It means the people who are following the truth, following the Prophet ﷺ companion, as he said in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, jama'ah. They said, what is the meaning of jama'ah, Ya Rasulullah? He said, those who follow my steps and my companion's steps. Ma kana alayhi, ma kuntu alayhi ana wa ashabi. This hadith is authentic hadith, very famous. Narrated in Sunan and al-Masanid. Narrated by Abi Dawood, al-Tirmidhi, al-Nasa'i. And the people have different position from this hadith. If you give right in the note right now, the hadith, this hadith, the people has different positions from this hadith. First position, there is some people rejected the hadith. They said this hadith is weak, is fabricated. Some people said this not hadith does not exist in the kutub, in the book of Sunnah. And I'm sorry to say those people existed, and even in some of our communities. Like I personally, I know somebody in back in my community, he said that. He said this hadith is weak and it's not exist in the book of hadith. And one of them wrote once an article said in the newspaper said, this hadith not al-Bukhari or Muslim, so it is weak. So it is weak. And one of the scholars who said this hadith is weak, Ibn Hazm. May Allah forgive him. And this is not acceptable. Because if the hadith is not in Bukhari or Muslim, it doesn't mean it's weak. Because the Bukhari or Muslim never said, we collect all the sahih, all the authentic hadith, and whatever not in our books is weak or are weak. They never said that. There is so many of the hadith, not in Bukhari Muslim, and they are still authentic hadith. Claiming that this hadith not exist in the book of Sunnah, it is a big ignorance, a big false, a big mistake. As I told you, Abu Dawood, al-Nasa'i, al-Tirmidhi. Some of them said, only the scholars who narrate the hadith who came like very late, not the earlier scholars. And this is another ignorant, because among the people who narrated this hadith, the most earlier scholars of hadith, such as Ibn Abi Shayba and Imam Ahmad, Ad-Darimi, Ibn Abi Asim, and Abu Dawood, Al-Tirmidhi, Al-Nasa'i, Ibn Majah, Ibn Waddah, Al-Hakim, Wasahaha. So many of the scholars narrated this hadith, and all the Muslims, imams, they used to narrate this hadith and to use it as evidence. In the same position, there is people rejected the hadith, but not because they said it's weak narration. They said, no, this hadith contradict itself. Contradict itself. How? They said, contradict itself because he said, my ummah will be separated to 73 sects, all of them in hell, of hellfire. So how come it is his ummah and it's going to the hellfire? They said, since he said they are going to hellfire, it means they are kuffar. And the kuffar cannot be his ummah. This is a contradiction. To contradict itself. And the answer for that, there is no contradict at all. They are the one who contradict in their mind. Why? Because when the Prophet ﷺ said they are in hell, it doesn't mean they are kuffar. Like when you say, the person who steal, or he drink alcohol, or he eat the orphan's money, or he cheat his brother, or he waste the amana, the trust, he is in hell. He will be punished in fire. It means he's kafir? No, so many ahadith and verses in the Quran like that. So when the Prophet said they are in hell, it doesn't mean they are kuffar. And by the way, just to tell you, for their informations and for your information too, when the Prophet ﷺ said, my ummah, the Prophet ﷺ ummah, yani my nation, the Prophet ﷺ's nation are two types. Listen carefully to this, because by this you will understand the ahadith and so many other ahadith. The Prophet ﷺ's nations are two types. The nations which has accepted his da'wah and they became Muslim, and the nations, which is the nation he'd been sent to. He'd been sent to all nations. So all nations been considered as the Prophet ﷺ nation because he'd been asked to address all of them. So the first terminology of nation indicate the Muslims, the Kuffar, the Christian, the Jewish, all of them can be called the Prophet ﷺ nation because he'd been ordered to address all of them. So if this is the meaning, even though if this hadith talking about in hell, يعني they are kuffar, there is no contradiction. Because my nation, it means my nation is the nation I've been asked to call, Muslims or non-Muslims. But this hadith mainly related to his nation, which is who accepted his da'wah, which is the Muslim. Therefore, you will see the imams of Ahl Sunnah, they said the sects or groups who are not Muslims, we do not account them among these 72 sects. Because they are already out. They are not among his nation. Not among his nation.